on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Tonight is the night of honor, dignity, destiny. Tonight is Laylatul Qadr.
Ya Laylatul Qadr, ya Fawra Barina, khayrun min ad-dahr.
يا ليلة القدر يا فضل بارنا خير من الدهر بالعفو تاتنا.
On 22nd of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, you are listening to us. These days and nights are so precious. Tonight is the night of Qadr, so We ask you to pray for us too. And as usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For this episode, we choose chapter Al-Qadr. We listen to it and then we come back to speak about this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr.
Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرُ.
And what can make you know what is the night of decree?
لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ.
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Why was the Quran descended on the night of honor? Laylatul Qadr. Since on the night of honor the destiny of 1 year of ours is determined based on our worthiness, we should keep vigil to whole night and repent of our sins, practice self-perfection and refer to Allah to gain more and better worthiness for His mercy. Yes, we should be aware of the moments that our fate forms and not spend the time in negligence and sleeping, otherwise our destiny will be regretful. As the Quran is a book of destiny and leads to the path of happiness and guidance, for men it should be sent down on the night of honor, the night of determining fate. What a nice connection there is between the Quran and the night of honor, and how meaningful their relation with each other is.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the most important acts on the 23rd night of the holy month of Ramadan. Performing ghusl, ritual purification, and 2 rak'ahs of prayer, in each rak'ah reciting Surah Al-Fatiha once and Surah Al-Ikhlas 7 times, followed by saying Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh 70 times as recommended on this night. Regarding the philosophy of Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr means to appreciate every moment of this night, a night when all angels by the command of the Lord come to serve Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and with his presence they review the record of deeds of creation. So Laylatul Qadr is not limited to reciting supplications and the Quran. We need to focus on our actions and deeds that we have performed already in the year, and the actions and deeds that we are going to do in the upcoming year. We need to ask for forgiveness, and we need to do repentance on this important night, and which is among the most important actions that one can do. But we should again regard all of our nights as Laylatul Qadr, so we can stand proudly before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Narrations state that in the end times, conditions will become so difficult that faithful people will leave their homes as believers and return at night as disbelievers. This means that faith will be so shaky and weak. So we need to control and we need to look at every night that we have as Laylatul Qadr.
Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan Ya Rabbu Ya Rahman Ya Khaliq Al-Akwan Zidna Min Al-Iman Fi Laylatul Qadr
ليلة القدر يا فضل بارنا خير من الدهر
بعفوتاتنا يا ليلة القدر يا فضل بارنا يا ليلة القدر يا فضل. The benefits and rewards of the night of power. What to do in the night of Qadr? That's a big question. We can donate to charity. The act of giving is an act that is greatly rewarded by Allah and is encouraged during the holy month of Ramadan. If the rewards and blessings of giving in this month are so great, can you imagine what the rewards for giving on the night of Laylatul Qadr will be like? Whether you choose to help someone by donating your time or contributing money, giving towards Sadaqah Jariyah on behalf of the deceased loved one, or donating your zakat, ensure you give as much as possible on this reward night. Even the smallest act of giving someone a glass of water or smiling at another being is a great act of charity in Islam. Send your Ramadan donations with Muslim Aid this year and ensure your generosity goes towards those who need it the most. Please keep us in your prayers.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد تدعو إلى يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين
A time for self-reflection. Yes, Ramadan is the time for reflection, for self-reflection, and especially the Laylatul Qadr. This night can be taken as an opportunity to plan for the upcoming year, contemplating both your short and long-term ambitions. Vow to worship more frequently and have good intentions to attain rewards from Allah. Remember, it's vital that you make the most of blessings on this notable night. Consequently, you should limit your engagement in trivial acts and instead pray and reap rewards. We thank Allah for the beauty of this holy night whilst praying that He accepts our good deeds on this world and hereafter. On this beautiful night of Laylatul Qadr, we thank Allah for bestowing upon the privilege of this holy night and we pray that the Lord accepts all of our good deeds and acts.
We must genuinely consider our actions on Laylatul Qadr. We recite Dua Jush al-Kabir on Laylatul Qadr, but we are not aware that these 1001 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be manifested in us. As Allah's vicegerent, we should be the perfect reflection of Allah on earth. Again, among the actions and important actions that we need to do in these nights is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away our sins. We need to be aware that in supplications we should not always ask Allah to give us something, but sometimes ask Him to take away our sins, that is to take away something again for us, like sins, and give us virtues in return, or take away our bad moral traits. So we usually say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us this, give us that, give us this and give us that. Sometimes we need to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take this and take that, take away this and take away that. And again, among the most important acts in these nights is praying for Imam Zaman alayhi salam, which is one of the most important acts on the 23rd night. Praying for the appearance and well-being of Imam Zaman alayhi salam on the night of Qadr is highly emphasized, especially on the 23rd night of Qadr, which holds a special status. On this night, we should ask Allah to hasten the appearance of this great Imam, so that the earth may be cleansed of the problems and troubles of the people. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, regarding the virtues of Surah Al-Qadr on the 23rd night of the blessed month of Ramadan, said, if someone recites Annanzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr 1,000 times on the 23rd night of Ramadan, his certainty will be confirmed by what is especially ours, and this is only because of what he sees in his sleep. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in another hadith says, whoever recites two surahs, Al-Ankabut and Ar-Rum, on the 23rd night of Ramadan, by Allah, he is one of the people of paradise. And I do not make any exception in this statement, nor am I afraid that Allah will write a sin on me for this oath. These two surahs have a higher status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned and listening to us. I hope you join us again in our upcoming session. Till then, I leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as during Laylatul Qadr. Thank you.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily, round the clock, for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard by the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,650 kilohertz every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Southern Africa can tune in to the English service of the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on IranSat or BAD 5 and IntelSat 39 and via the internet. Our internet address is pasttoday.ir/en. And now you can listen to Arabi English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah where he says, As-sa'imu fi ibadatillah wa in kana na'iman ala firashih. The person who is fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sa'imu fi ibadatillah. The person who is fasting, maybe the person who is fasting is not doing any other ibadah. He's not praying, he's not doing any tasbih, he's not reading, reciting Quran, he's not reading any translation of Quran, he's not doing any other ibadah, he's just sleeping. A person who is fasting is just sleeping. Imam Rasulullah said, As-sa'imu fi ibadatillah wa in kana na'iman ala firashih. If a person who is fasting is sleeping on his bed or in his bed, he is going to be considered as the person who is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the beauty, and this is the beauty of month of Ramadan. Think about that. This is the regular saim. This is the regular person who is fasting. How about the person who is fasting in the day of Qadr, in the night of Qadr? It's a person who is doing ibadah, worship in the night of Qadr. Night of Qadr, my brothers and sisters, is a night of repentance, night of tawbah. We have to ask tawbah from Allah. We have to repent. We have to admit, oh Allah, I have committed that sin. Make sure, my brother and sister, for granting maghfirah, forgiving forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to admit our sins. We have to say, oh Allah, I made this mistake, and please forgive me for this mistake. Remember your all small and big mistakes. This is the key. There's a beautiful story from Janabi Musa, Nabi Musa Kalimullah, salamun alayhi. He asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. He did dua for rain, and the rain didn't show up. And Allah sent a message. He said, oh Musa, among you people, there is a person who is sinner, who is doing sin. And until the time he's among you, I'm not going to send the rain. So Janabi Musa said, oh people, among you there is sin. He has to leave. When this person heard this thing, he got upset. He said, oh Allah, if I leave now, people will recognize me as a sinner, and then I'm going to lose my reputation. And for this fear, because of this fear, he repented from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of a sudden, when he asked tawbah from the bottom of his heart, from his true heart, all of a sudden, Janabi Musa and his followers saw that there's a rain showing up, there are clouds showing up, and all of a sudden, rain is pouring down, and the water is pouring down, and the rain is coming. And all of a sudden, Janabi Musa turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh Allah, what happened? You said there's a sinner, he has to leave, but nobody left among us from us. And then all of a sudden, rain started coming. Allah said, oh Musa, there was among you one sinner, but when I told him he has to leave, he connected to me. he did tawbah. He came back to me, said, "Oh Allah, please protect me, please save my, protect my my reputation, my value. I don't want to be, I want to lose my reputation among my followers, my prophet." And then I accepted his tawbah, and rain came down. My brother and sister, this is Laylatul Qadr, means we have to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the condition, and the condition is we have to accept all of our sins, and we have to admit our sins, and we have to say, "Oh Allah, for the sake of Ahlul Bayt, for the sake of Quran, for the sake of your Highness, for the sake of your all values, please forgive us. We admit that we have committed sin, and we do not want to live in this in this state as a, we don't want to live as a sinner, because in the day of Qiyamah, we don't want to show up as a sinner. So please forgive us." And this is a blessing of Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran in Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome everyone. Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق. اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So everyone is great and with full energy. So, brothers and sisters, hope you are doing great. Let's get started. And we will be working on Ayah 70, Surah Al-A'raf, on page
159.
So, first and foremost, there is a Quranic recitation of this Ayah. Let's listen to this. All right?
Yes.
Let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين.
Nice recitation. Inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll be mentioning the important tajweed rules in this ayah. Yeah, just to remember how to recite beautifully with tajweed, and inshallah we'll explain this ayah a bit as well. So Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, I'll read it once And then Hussein, inshallah, will recite it once. We will be working on the tajweed points. Alright?
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in Ayah 70. قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَنَذَرَ مَا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. This is a very beautiful ayah, and there are a lot of beautiful like points and teachings in this ayah. So we will mention shortly, but I really ask you to refer to the Tafsir books. All right?
Yes.
Okay. So when Prophet Hud alayhi salam,
yes,
was sent to the people of Ad, to his people. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, to invite them to worship Allah Almighty and abandon all they were worshipping, the idols. So, what did they say? They kind of insulted the Prophet. They stood up against the Prophet. Yes? Not all the people, but some of the influential people, yes? The elites, yes, of the people. So, in this ayah they say, they said, those elites, have you come to tell us that we should worship Allah alone and abandon what our fathers have been worshipping? Then, if you have come to do this, then bring us what you threaten us with. It means bring us the punishment of God. فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا. Yes? Should you be truthful, if you are truthful, bring us the punishment of God. We'll see how the punishment of God hit them. Okay? So, mention the tajweed points, inshallah, during the class. We'll mention some other points that we can learn from this ayah. قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا. So, there is an important point, if you can tell me, Hussein. Once recite this ayah, Hussein.
Okay, sir.
Yep.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين.
أحسنتم. Ali Nasir, did he pronounce the mad in the word qalu? He didn't extend the sound, did he?
Yes.
Did he?
No.
No, he didn't. Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he stretch the sound? That was correct, right?
Yes.
But why didn't he do that?
Yeah, because it is jaiz.
So the mad is jaiz?
Yes.
How can I understand the mad is jaiz or the mad is wajib? We have jaiz and wajib, right?
Yes.
So the jaiz one says you can ignore it? You can stretch it?
Yeah.
The wajib one says?
You must stretch.
You must stretch the sound, yeah? So how can I understand this is jaiz and this is wajib?
When the mad letter and the hamza are in same word, so they are, so it's wajib. The mad will become wajib. You should stretch it. But when the hamza and the mad letter are in separate words, so that's jaiz, optional.
Good. Qalu, the mad letter is with the word qalu, and that is waw, right?
Yes.
Ajitana is another word.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Itself is a word. It's a questioning word, okay? For example, when you say, I am fine. Are you fine? When you bring the word auxiliary verb before the subject in the beginning, that changes to a question. Like that, okay? أَجِئْتَنَا, did you come?
هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ يُوَحِّدُنَا لِطَرِيقِ الْخَيْرِ يُوَجِّهُنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْزَلَهُ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُعَلِّمُنَا
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class.
Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
So the word a has the hamza. قالوا has the waw mat.
Yes.
In separate words. Aren't they, Hassan?
Yes.
Yes. So in this case, the mat is just a stretch. Yes. So you can stretch it for 2 counts, 4 counts, 6 counts. It's not wajib, yes? Yeah. Any counts you can do. But you have to pronounce the mad letter, of course. In case they are in the same words, like aba una, aba, ba, alif mad, hamza, yes? They are in the same word. The word aba. This one is?
Wajib.
Wajib. You gotta stretch it. That's why Hussein extended the sound of it. MashaAllah, Hussein. So, قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَنَذَرَ مَا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. What does that sila tell us, Hassan? That should be one important point.
It says that it's better to continue.
Better to continue. Wasl is better than?
Waqf,
mashallah. Sila tells you better to continue. Do not make a pause. But if you wanted to make a pause,
you can make a pause.
You can make a pause. Thank you. فَأَتِنَا بِمَا تَعِيدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ إِن كُنْتَ. Hussein, tell us, why did you hide the sound?
Because after noon, it's kaf there.
So after the letter noon, which is sakin, you have the letter kaf,
and which is from rest of the letters, so we should do it.
Based on tajweed rules, you have to hide the sound of
yes.
Noon. The same as kunta, again, noon is hidden because the letter ta is there. So there are certain letters that tell us you have to hide the sound of noon, which is sakin.
Yes.
Inshallah. The rule is called ikhfa. So you can refer to the tajweed books to learn this. Great. So that was one of the very important points that we learned, that bigotry or prejudice or following somebody simply because they are your forefathers is not okay. So we, as wise people, have to follow things which were really great and correct. Okay? They didn't have any contradictions with our wisdom. But things which oppose our wisdom, have to put them aside. No matter the or things that our forefathers were doing, whatever. In terms of believing, you have to follow people who are knowledgeable. So their forefathers, if they were worshipping idols, it means they were?
Wrong.
Were they knowledgeable?
No.
You don't have to follow somebody who is not knowledgeable. Okay?
Yes.
So I will recite this ayah once and let's practice now. We have mentioned some of the important tajweed rules and time to recite it. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
All right. Brothers and sisters, please listen and repeat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا
قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا
فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين
فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thanks for being with us in IRB English Radio. See you next session. Stay with us. And that's all from us for today. Wassalamu alaikum. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
Zikrun wa maw'izatun wa nur, fihi shifa'un lis-sudur wa shafi'una yawman nushur. Ayatuhu تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Mawlai, bidhikrika aasha qalbi وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين ذنبي المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of supplication of Abu Hamza. Ya Mawlai, بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and with your prayers I can benumb the pains of fear tormenting me in this life. regarding this part of the supplication, dear listeners. In the previous episodes, we started the discussion over the reality of remembrance and how important it was. It was the essence and spirit of different forms of worship, even the highest form of worship, which is Salat. Its spirit, its essence is remembrance. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, the Holy Quran said. Afterwards, we moved on our discourse to the concept of the heart. We mentioned two important features for the heart. And in the previous program specifically, we concluded that the heart can become the throne of the All-Beneficent if only the heart is obsessed with thoughts of hereafter. Even the heart can think about anything present in this physical world, but in order to make the most of for the other world. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, if God has a place in the hearts of some, they pass their life in it in remembrance of Allah. Such hearts have a divine status. So if the heart is left alone, it will become a doorless abode. Caravans from different directions and regions come and go. It is possible the person himself is unaware of what is going on. But if the person controls his heart, if he takes the control of those doors, it is possible that he realizes how valuable the heart is. Then it is the time that the person will understand the capability of the heart for growth and evolution. Because heart is a precious diamond which is hidden under the flesh. And the brilliance of it will only be manifested if man takes the control of whatever goes in and out of the heart.
الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
Dear listeners, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, the life of the heart lies in the remembrance of Allah. If the remembrance of Allah is not present in the heart, its value is equivalent to that which is the focus of its attention. One of its most important effects, pointed out by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, is the life of the heart. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي. O my Lord, through your remembrance, my heart takes delight. Through your remembrance, my heart is alive. Life of the human beings exists on various levels. One level is plant life. Accordingly, we classify plants into living and dead, or dry. A plant is living, and some indications of life are growth, development, and reproduction. Other characteristics of life are movement and perception. Now, the important thing is that man has both the flora and fauna levels of life. He grows and develops, as well as moving, perceiving, and sensing. Therefore, he is similar to the plants and animals both together. That is what we call life. Whenever we find movement and perception in a person simultaneously, we can say that he is alive. And as can be deduced from the noble Quran and traditions of the infallibles, man can have a life higher than that of plants and animals, which is the spiritual life. This superior life has some signs, and if a person does not possess them, he cannot be called a human. Although he is alive, although he is like the animals growing and developing, he is sensing, but we cannot call him human. We usually take animal life as human life, reproducing, breathing, eating and drinking, perceiving and moving and the like are conditions of plant and animal life. But human life is something else. We'll elaborate on that later on. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
This is the Heart of Life pounding IRIB English Radio. Allah, Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah. این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می‌کند ذکر خداست. ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware. The hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. July 12, 1983, Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject, Revelation of the Teachings and the Truth for More Understanding. The manifestation of the weakness of human being is in flaunting the self and worship of power, and how weak human beings are to think that in this world in which they are living and in this city that exists and in this country that exists, he must now flaunt himself. How ignorant must a person be to regard these as power, and how weak a soul is he to regard these rules and regimes as authority. These authorities, whether spiritual or non-spiritual authorities, these are hold positions of power. When we observe their prayers, we notice that they are more helpless.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. On the subject of the Laylatul Qadr, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, the sacred night is also known as the night of decree or majesty, and it commemorates the period when God the Almighty revealed the sacred scripture of the Holy Quran to honorable prophets of Islam. Well, the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi concerns the night of power or Laylatul Qadr as one of the most important nights of the year. According to some Islamic traditions, Al-Qadr occurs in the last 10 nights of the holy month of Ramadan during an odd night. The individual and collective destinies are decreed during this holy period. It is recommended to stay awake to perform worship, reciting Quran and supplications narrated by the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his infallible successors, alayhi wasallam, and seeking forgiveness from Allah the Almighty.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
It is worth mentioning that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh used to recite the divine scripture too much during the holy month of Ramadan and can see that these sacred times as spring of the holy Quran. The relatives and friends say that Imam rahmatullah alayh used to cancel his official meetings to concentrate on spiritual activities of observing, fast and reciting the holy Quran during the days and nights of the holy month. Some sources say Imam rahmatullah alayhi used to recite 10 chapters of Holy Book of Quran daily in Ramadan during his stay in the holy city of Najaf. He also continued his association with the Holy Book and devoted most of his time to the Holy Book while acting as supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution and the Muslim world. The great Imam rahmatullah alayh used to recite verses whenever he found a leisure time between meals or any other part of the day. It is evident and clear from holy verses of Holy Book of Quran that observing fast is one of the great significant issues because it is a prologue to piety and piousness. Thank you very much for being with us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day,
every night and every day,
never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
Ramadan in the UK
Part 2.
Islam is probably the most demonized religion in Britain, and Muslims are regularly the subject of negative media headlines, usually associated with extremism and terrorism. Faced by this onslaught, it can be difficult for Muslims to get their side of the story across, but that doesn't mean they're not trying.
Ramadan is perhaps the best time of year for Muslims to showcase their religion, and that's exactly what several initiatives across the UK have done, such as the Ramadan Tent here in central London, which welcomes up to 300 Muslims and non-Muslims every night to break the fast. And the idea behind these initiatives is very simple, that intimate human contact can break down barriers like nothing else.
The Ramadan Tent Project is run by student volunteers and adopts a gentle, non-confrontational, even subliminal approach when showing non-Muslims what Islam is. It seeks to demonstrate the values of Islam by setting an example instead of preaching. To build bridges between cultures and encourage interfaith dialogue through the simple act of sharing a meal.
We've been able to foster a platform for interfaith dialogue to explain, you know, the actual beautiful values of our religion, you know, and feel the community spirit most of all. I think, you know, when you look and you see, you know, just people of all different colors and races sitting on the floor eating together, I think, you know, I think that's what it's about.
I grew up religious, so when I came across what was going on, I was really intrigued with the idea of fasting and praying, and so I wanted to learn more. And just the experience of meeting some of the best people I've ever met who have such sincere intentions, it made me want to get involved and learn more about